What gave rise to the conflict? Now the question is, how did this conflict come about? Some have alleged the cause to be Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, while others, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Some say that Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu introduced certain innovations in the faith, which caused an uproar among the Muslims. Others assert that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu secretly conspired to acquire Khilafat and had Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu killed by creating hostility against him so that he could become the Khalifa himself. However, both of these notions are false. Neither did Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu introduce innovations in the faith, nor did Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu have him killed or took part in a conspiracy to murder him in order to become the Khalifa himself. In fact, there were other causes for this revolt. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu are completely free from the blemish of such allegations. Both were very holy men. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was the person about whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that he had served Islam to such a great extent that now he could do whatsoever he wished, God would not question him. This does not imply that he would not be held accountable even if he renounced Islam. In fact, it inferred that he had acquired so many qualities and had progressed so much in virtue that it was no longer possible for any of his actions to be in violation of the commandments of Allah the Exalted. As such, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was not a man who would issue an order in violation to the Sharia, nor was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu a man who would secretly conspire to assume Khilafat. As far as I have contemplated and studied, there are four reasons for this horrific uprising.